Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier? Especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist. What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Here are the hosts of Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our show today, Beyond Saying Thank You. And today we're going to talk about the source for infinite possibilities. And I'm Jonas, and with me today I have no one else than the most fabulous Susanna Mittermeier.
I love that introduction, Jonas. Wonderful.
I think we should have
an app like this. You know, you have this every morning, like, welcome, you are the most wonderful person ever. Good morning.
Exactly. That would be a great start.
Okay, cool. So, hi, everybody. We have a little technical thing going on. So, Jonas just went bye-bye, and I'm here. So, welcome to this show today. So, this has been really funny because we have 34 degrees Celsius here in Vienna, Austria. It's really, really hot. I was cycling to a little lake in Vienna. It's been wonderful. And so Jonas calls me. He's like, oh, I'm having a radio show today. Do you want to be on? I'm like, sure, yes. So it's been really fun. And then I ask him, so what's the topic today? And he says, the source of infinite possibilities. And as soon as he invited me to that show, and as soon as I got invited, like, all these ideas showed up about, you know, the source of infinite possibilities and how we actually create our lives and who and what we are making the source of our lives. So this is an invitation for you to scan through your life and actually get an awareness of, so who and what are you making the source of your life? Because usually it's, for most people, is actually something or someone else outside of them. And so let's look at that and let's ask some questions and create a different possibility for all of us. And talking about different possibility, Jonas is back.
I know. Isn't that awesome? I'm glad having you here talking when I'm obviously having difficulties in my life.
Aww.
But if that's my biggest difficulties, I think my life is pretty awesome. So I did hear you though. Hey, you're brilliant. So yeah, let's dig into the source. Like, what is the source, Susanna?
Well, so most of my life, I actually, you know, when you grow up and you kind of like make other people the source of your life, I did that very much with the life I had before, like prior to this one, prior to now. And what I realized was that I very much looked at other people's way of living and adopted their realities and tried to make it mine. And that never worked, right? Have you ever done that?
Oh, no, never. No, but that's the thing. Like, because so when we're saying what's the source, a lot of you people that listen to us a lot, you know what we're going to say, because we're obviously going to say that it's you. But like Susanna said, there's so many occasions and different situations where we tend to use this reality or our parents or our friends or our partners as the source for our choice.
Yeah.
And that's when we stop losing actually all our power and potency of creating what we're capable of creating.
And it's such an automatic pilot thing. I mean, so many times when it's like this thing that sneaks up on you and you're like, when you least expect it, like, oh, it's just a thing of like where you don't try to be like your mother. You don't try to be like your father. It's all those things where you don't try to become someone that you have judged as, this is not the kind of thing I want to be. This is not the kind of person I want to be. This is not the kind of energy I would like to be. And then guess what? You're becoming it. right?
Yeah, you are. And so me and Susanna, we were talking a couple of days ago about a personal thing that we helped each other with. And that just brought up so many things about how we're using our, you know, fantasies or preferred situations or utopian ideal or our like imaginary desires as something that we try to use as the source for creating our life.
Are we going to tell them what we talked about?
Absolutely.
Are we going to spoil the secret and be really personal?
Absolutely. Since it's about you, we can do it.
Since it's on national radio, we're just going to, you know, tell everybody what our really personal conversation was about.
Exactly. Yeah. See, this is how fun it is to know Susanna. So we were talking about, we were basically talking about relationships and having other people in our life. And Susanna had met a person and she just asked me like, what the hell am I doing? Well, kind of like, you know, from the end, I don't remember the words, but kind of from the end, what am I doing wrong here, Jonas? Help me.
Like, what the F?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
So we just talked about it for a while, and we came very, very fast to the energy of how Susanna, in this case, which I obviously never have done, which made me know it very well. So I've never done it, though. But it's very important. Jonas has never done this. Don't think that.
No, Jonas is perfect.
Exactly. No, so in this case, Susanna had made the kind of sort of the fantasy of what she wanted this to be as the thing she was kind of aiming for, like the goal or the target.
It's basically where I met somebody and I saw that he could be something, could be more than he was willing to be. So I was believing in that person. I was creating a belief about that person, that this person had absolutely no desire whatever to be and choose. But I had come to conclusion because I'm aware of that he has those capacities, he will choose them. And no way. So if you guys are listening, you've ever created a relationship or a business deal with somebody who you knew who has the capacity to choose greater, please ask this question, which is, will this person choose greater? And then really listen to, is it a yes or a no? Just because they have the capacity to choose greater doesn't mean they will choose greater. So this is where we so often create a belief in people or things or projects or deals rather than asking a question.
Yeah. And it's also so important to add that this doesn't make him wrong.
No, no.
It's like, so in this case, I think it's such a great example. And like, be grateful for Susanna's willingness to just talk about this on national radio. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But the point is that, so Susanna's sort of projections or expectations also kind of created a separation from what he wanted to be.
Mm.
And that's when, like, the whole... First of all, Susanna loses herself in that example because she loses who she is and what she's capable of and her power and potency and being her. And at the same time, she's aiming for something that is not reachable because the other person doesn't want that.
And the cool thing is that if you've ever been in a situation like this, I mean, they're pretty much everywhere. Like, especially in Europe where it's spring and summertime, all these necessities of creating relationships and making other people the source of your life, they're just blooming and blossoming everywhere. This is like so up in the air right now. So for me, this came up and I'm so grateful for this coming up. And here you have a choice. You can either go, okay, this sucks. I'm losing myself in favor of somebody else's reality. Or you can go, okay, this is heavy right now. What other choice do I have here? What questions can I ask here? So for me, it was like heaviness in my reality doesn't do it. I can do this for 1 hour, but that's maximum. And then I'm like, no, done torturing myself. This ain't working. I better call someone.
And then Jonas Skype beeps.
Then, Then I called Jonas and I'm like, okay, you need to ask me some questions here. And it's so great to have that willingness to ask those questions, because then nothing can ever bring you down. And I just had this awareness just before this radio show. It's like literally every person, every situation, whatever you choose can be a contribution to you if you're willing to ask questions. If you're willing to change and choose something different.
And that's back, yeah. Oh, I love that. I love how you announced that these problems are coming with the spring. But it's so awesome, this example. I'm really grateful for you bringing it up, which I did. But if you are going into these situations and you're not willing to recognize you're doing it, you are losing yourself. So when Susanna, like, oh, that worked for an hour, and then my Skype started to beep, it's not about me. It's actually about her. Because, again, she's the source. And in this case, she was totally willing to use me and abuse me because she didn't want her life to be like that.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like I'm very pragmatic when I'm saying that, which I am. But look at it. It wasn't because of me anything changed. It was because of Susanna's willingness to actually take lead and being the source of her life.
Yeah. And that is like really, and this is, so bringing this up, this is not to be a private therapy session. This is to an invitation for all of you listening to whatever comes up in your world, whatever it's heavy and, you know, has this, contraction in your world, rather than trying to find out why or trying to understand it, you go to what's going on here? What is it? What do I do with it? Can I change it, and how can I change it? Like really four magical questions that get you back into being the source of your reality. What is it? What do I do with it? Can I change it? And if yes, how can I change it?
Exactly. And when you're willing to be that energy and ask the question like, what other choices do I have?
Mm-hmm.
Then you totally open the door to something else.
Yeah. It's really what you say, this not being willing to do this with yourself anymore. So going, okay, this is enough torture for 1 hour. You know, many times it's just 10 minutes and you're like, okay, so there's no need for you to do this to yourself anymore. And you just go, okay, done with that. Demand of yourself to choose something different. Like really choose something different, even if you have no idea what that is.
We're suggesting the new 1 hour rule.
Yes, exactly. Crap for 1 hour and then stop.
You're only allowed to have crap for an hour. Then it's time to get back to being you and being the source of creating your life again.
Yeah. And it's so funny when you talk with people. So I had to learn this. I really had to choose this over and over and over again. And I acknowledged and I realized that when I'm not being that ease, joy, and glory, I'm not being me. So I really learned that ease, joy, and glory, okay, so that's actually my reality. And that's a hint. That's actually my reality. Everything else, I need to ask questions about. So, and this is something where, so when we talk about the source of infinite possibilities, usually people go into, so I need to find the right person, the right job, the right career, the right something.
Yeah.
To change something rather go. Mm-hmm.
No, we always, that's really the program that we have been taught in this reality about, like, if you just find the right job or find the right partner or find the right hobby or find the right purpose or find the right dream or find the right passion, your life will be all sorted and you will be fine.
Mm.
But no, if you find you, which is a different choice.
Mm-hmm. And it's big. It's huge. It's like where you gotta, I mean, this takes a lot of you. It takes you asking, what is my reality? What actually works for me?
Yeah.
What actually works for me? Mm.
And finding you is not as much about finding it, because if you, for example, take your right hand now and put it in front of your head, if you can see it, you have found you. You have found you. So now the only thing you need to do is start being that. you. Then you're home safe.
Find your right hand and you found you.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm sure you have found you. So you can stop looking now. Stop searching. The treasure hunt is over. You have found you.
So, or you just look down, right? And you see you.
You can also look down. If you're a man, you can definitely look down and maybe you find you.
If you are a woman, you can look down too, honey.
And you can still find you.
Yes.
I know. I don't have anything to say on that. So all of you out there, go visual. So
they already did.
They already did. I know. So so just want to say that, like, really emphasize on that. Like, a lot of people are talking about it's you need to find you, but no, you have already found you. You are already you. Now you just have to choose to be more of that. And we have a lot of tools for that, and we have a lot of awarenesses around that. So we will keep on talking about that. But if you would just acknowledge the fact that you are the source and you have already found you, you have a way different platform to create your life from.
Yeah, wow. That is wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful. So, most of the people that we meet, they have in this reality been totally entrained into not being them, actually being what everybody else expects from them. And that sometimes can, you know, take a day or two or a month to break out of, but you can.
Yes, you can.
We have done it, and we have seen so many people doing it, so we know you can.
Mm, yeah.
Awesome. So I love this conversation, Susanna.
It's intense. It's wonderful. I never thought that our conversation 2 days ago would be such a contribution and a door opener for a radio show. How does it get any better than that?
How does it get any better than that? Okay, so... So we are going to continue this conversation after a short commercial break. So talk to you soon.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
And here we are again, back in the future, after the break, and we are glad to be here with you. So we're talking about today the source, and who's the source, and what's the source, and you are the source.
Okay. May the source be with you.
So, which means may you be with you.
Exactly.
But so here's the thing. So if you are willing to acknowledge and recognize that you are the source, then you have a totally different setup and a totally different platform to actually create from. Because if you are including you in the computation of being the source, you have all the power to change whatever you want to change in your life.
Yep, so true. But if you are making yourself busy with just being aware of where other people are functioning from, and rather than acknowledging it as your awareness, you go into, oh, other people are doing it that way, maybe they are right. As soon as you conclude that they are right in what they're choosing, you probably go into the next step, which is adopting their reality and making it yours.
Yes.
Which is never including you.
Exactly. It's totally, it's totally just a big exclusion of you. Because as soon as you're buying anybody else's point of view, you have just given up on you and you're not including you. So a thing we sometimes talk about is something we call kingdom of me and kingdom of we. Mm-hmm. And when you first say that, it sounds like, yeah, but then I should choose kingdom of me. But no, actually not. Because kingdom of me is actually when you are excluding a lot. And the kingdom of we are when you are including everything, including you.
And the funny thing is many people think that that kingdom of me means that you exclude everybody else. You're being this egotistic something. Yeah. But it's actually like most people have no idea how to include themselves. They include everybody else. They know what everybody else needs and desires and requires of them. And they're ready to serve at any moment. But that excludes the question of, okay, so would you really like to contribute here? Is there a chance to contributing? Because as soon as you ask that question, you're included.
Yeah, and it's funny how often people are accusing other people from being egotistical and things like that and only thinking of themselves. Because when it comes down to you meet a lot of people and you work with a lot of people, what you see, it's way more common that they actually include everybody else except themselves.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And that is the kingdom of me, actually. That's not the kingdom of we. Exactly. As soon as you include you, that's first when you can actually include everybody else.
Yeah.
But most people have twisted it the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like just some down-to-earth pragmatic examples on when you are excluding you. It's like every time you're blaming something that has happened in your life or got created in your life on somebody else, you're not setting yourself free from a wrongness. You're actually just excluding you.
Yep.
I know it sounds weird, but I know this. So when I talk about this in classes, a lot of people start going to, yes, the example of, so if I'm driving home today and somebody hits my car on the way home, it's suddenly my fault? No, that wasn't what I said. Maybe it wasn't anybody's fault. And maybe we can still call it an accident, but yeah, you kind of created to be there, right? But it doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just that you are where you are based on the choices you have made.
And it's every time you cut off your awareness of what's going to happen, it's where you exclude you. I had so many times where, like today, I was cycling through Vienna, and I could, like, you like have to be so aware when you take a bike through a major city with many, many tourists. who are absolutely unaware where they're walking. So you gotta
step up. Of course, they're on vacation.
Exactly. They're like bye-bye land. They're like in nowhere land.
They're on vacation. They have no responsibilities, Asana.
Exactly. So if you take a bike through that city, you got to step it up in your awareness. You got to be totally aware, okay, so this is first person's there. This person's not going to watch on that side, so I need to watch for them. I need, you know, speed up, slow down, whatever. So you got to be aware of what's going to happen in the future so you can change what's going to occur. And you got to change your situation now so you change what's going to occur so you're not going to cause any accidents or create any accidents. So this is actually where you include you. When you step it up and be that space of awareness and acknowledge that you do have that capacity, that's where you actually include you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That was brilliant.
Thank you, Juni. By the way, I just remembered that if you want to call us, and we have a telephone number. It's if you call from somewhere else than USA or Canada, it's 001-888-346-9141. If you call from Canada or USA, you call 888-346-9141. And we do love you calling in and asking your questions.
We do, because we love you.
We do.
We do. Okay, so let's bring up another thing that actually I got a question here on my personal instant messenger on Facebook. You know, there's a million ways to reach me, obviously. and it was actually a kind of cool question. It's about, you know, when people are having, you know, a God as the source or something like that, like believing in something higher than them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great question to bring up, and I would love to bring it up because we don't have the point of view that you shouldn't have that you shouldn't have those kind of entities in your life. And if you have that, it's not a wrongness. So we look at it more from, if you are making that more valuable than you're obviously not being the source that you could be. But also, there's nothing wrong with having, you know, something that you feel like this is actually contributing to me to have as a resource that's supporting me and giving me energy or whatever it might be. That's fine. We just want everybody to look at, what if you are the source and you can receive contribution from all the sources all over the place?
That's so true, because really consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. So whether it's a god or it's a goddess or whatever it is for you, you know, that's included too, and that's not judged.
No.
It's more like you include you as soon as you ask a question and go, okay, how is this working for me? Am I included as well? Am I allowing myself to be the creator source that I truly be? Because whatever.
Love that.
Yeah.
Am I included too?
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Sorry for interrupting you, but it was just such a moment of brilliance.
Yay, I love you. Yeah, because that's what I see people do. And it's funny because I had an email like that last week also from a person about a God, you know, different religions and all that. Is that included in the tools we use from Access Consciousness? Of course they are. And that's what I love about these tools, because it's not about giving up what you believe and it's not giving up anything, you know. It's just like, hey, of course that's included, and it's not judged. And what if you don't judge you for using this to create or not using this to create? It's, you know, just realizing that, you know, maybe you're a greater creator source than you've ever given yourself credit for.
Yeah.
So really, what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your bodies be to be the creator source of magnitude you truly be for all eternity?
And everything that stands and going to destroy and create it all.
Oh yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put a bug all night, shorts, boys, and beyond. I love that.
Mm.
So another thing to be aware of too is when we are talking about we have mentioned the word or the two words a lot that we are calling the creator source.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, so we do function from and do have the awareness and the point of view that we are the creators of our lives. And if something is not working, we can change it because we truly believe that we can. And when we're talking about being the creator source, it's about your willingness to be that source that will create your life. But it doesn't mean that you are doing everything yourself.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And this goes back to the inclusion part. So if you're willing to be the source for creating your life, you can receive and include everything that will contribute to you to create that.
I love it. That is brilliant. Yes, it's really that receiving. Because so funny when you mentioned it, I think so many people have the point of view, I don't want to be the source because then I'm responsible and I have to do a lot. I don't want to do. I just want to lie at the beach and relax and have the sun on my skin and leave me alone.
me too for 10 minutes.
Me too. I did that today. As I said, I was cycling to the lake in Vienna and I'm like, okay, the cycling was great. And then like, I think I lasted 10 minutes in the sun and then I was swimming. I'm like, okay, cool, done. What else is possible? What else can I play with?
Exactly. And then she was lucky because then Jonas called.
Exactly.
So she asked the question and he delivered. But it's really what will occur if you're willing to be that energy of being that source. And suddenly, let's take another direction with that, actually, because I just changed my mind. So because this is not about having other people working for you either. But it's more about if you're willing to be that source, the whole universe will constantly rearrange itself to support and contribute to you in different ways that you can never compute.
Wow. So I think many people don't even, like, really, when you listen, do you really, like, how much are you really willing to receive that awareness that the universe has your back? And how much have you concluded that you're all alone, you need to do everything by yourself, nobody's ever contributed to you, people are just against you. So what conclusions are you using to avoid the possibilities you could be choosing?
Hey, and everything that is, times gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate all?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, or bad, put a book, all nine shirts, boys, and beyond.
Whoa.
That is awesome. Mm. There's some energy on that one.
There's a tad of an energy on that one. Jeez Louise.
Can we do that again, Susanna?
Oh, yeah. So what conclusions are you using to avoid the possibilities you could be choosing?
Oh, and everything that is. Times good seeing. Can we destroy and uncreate all?
Oh, yes.
Right, wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nice shorts, boys and beyonds. So let's just explain a little bit what she's actually saying, what is bringing up the energy. Because if you don't see you as the creator and you as the one that are creating the possibilities in your life, everything will basically be back to that things are happening to you based on if you're lucky or unlucky. which is kind of you giving up you as the source and the power and the potency instead of you stepping into being aware and acknowledging, okay, I'm the creator. I remember myself 7 years ago where I was with my life. I was actually not happy at all. And I had the perfect career, the perfect position and the perfect salary and the perfect car and the perfect relationship. And I was still not happy. And then, then all of that ended and I made other choices. But I could not do that until the day that I actually stepped in and acknowledge the fact that I'm the one that I've created all of this. So obviously I am sitting on all the power to uncreate it and create something else.
And isn't it good news that we are the creators? Like, we use our creativity, we create the good things and the crap. So I think it's really good news. If you know you're the creator of crap, you're also the person who can uncreate it.
Yeah, exactly. And if you have created a lot of crap, then you know you're a powerful creator.
Right. Because every wrongness hides a strongness. If you are full of limitations, like if you can create those, hello, what possibilities can you create?
I like that. Hello! Time to wake up. No, it's like for me, it's actually, if you would have said this to me 8 years ago, I would probably have told you the F word. And asked you
me
to
too,
go away.
Myself.
Yeah, and never ever talk to me again. So if there's any anyone out there that are listening to us today that were where we were 8 years ago, we are really, really, really sorry. And we really hope that we will talk to you again in 7 years.
We're not sorry. But the thing is that when I heard the first time, just the clearing statement, you know, what the person said, will you destroy and uncreate it? And she said, well, you have the capacity to destroy and uncreate it. And, you know, I had the background of a psychologist, you know, and change is difficult. It takes a lot of time, you know. And here comes this woman from America, you know, fast food, fast everything. And she says, you can just destroy and uncreate it in a heartbeat. You know, the first time I heard it, both of my middle fingers started to itch. And I had to show them. So it was like so against what I believed in and what I thought was possible, what I limited myself in possibilities. So I do get it if you want to F us off, because it's really, for so many people, this goes against what they believe in is possible, that change can be easy and that it's a choice for everybody. So. You know.
Definitely, and we are well aware of that, it definitely goes against everything we have been taught in this reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are well aware of that, and we are, again, sorry, even if we're not, but anyway. So, what we can say, though, to comfort that a little bit, is that both of us, when we actually did start to realize that we are the creator, our lives changed so fast, way faster than we could have ever imagined, to things that we could never even have fantasized about, and in way better ways than we could have ever dreamt about.
So true. Oh, yeah.
It is so true. That's mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful, and I am so grateful for it. And every morning when I wake up, I am truly grateful for the fact that I now know that I am the creator and that I am the source.
Mm. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So we are, unfortunately, going on another break. But we hope that the commercials will enjoy, will be fun. And we will soon be back. Bye.
Hear you soon.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
And you're back with a totally uncontrollable Susanna and Jonas. And we are talking about being the creator and being the source of your life. And we had some great conversations in the break, which we tend to have. And we were talking, one of the things we were talking about was how it's so easy to go in and look at things from, oh, this happened to me and now I'm offended and how could this person do this to me? Instead of going into the whole, including the whole picture and actually look at, okay, so what have I created here? What did I create to create this? But one of the things that you really need to get out of to be able to do that is that there is such a thing as right or wrong.
Totally, 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 Mr. Jonas.
because when you're still in right or wrong, you have to judge everything that happens in your life or gets created in your life as if it's right or wrong.
Yep, and as there is a right person for you, a wrong person for you, a right job for you, a wrong job for you, and people constantly try to find their position, their role in the world as though there's a right and a wrong, whether it's their source of being, their purpose of life. I mean, I remember I was winding myself up in a pretzel trying to find the purpose of my life, and I never found it. I'm like, okay, maybe I just need to look, you know, keep on searching. But the more I searched, the less you found. Yes, exactly. It's like, you know, have you seen those pictures of rabbits? You know, maybe it's a cartoon picture, you know, and they have the carrot just in front of them. You know, they have this device and the carrot is hanging right and they're just running after the carrot and running after the carrot. It's just in front of them and they never reach it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like where I was. I'm like, I see this carrot, but I seem to not reach it. I need to move more. And So she started to run. So she started to run.
And that's how the movie Forrest Gump came to
exactly. Stupid is as stupid does.
Exactly. No, but I actually love that example because when we are believing in and functioning from that, if we just find a purpose or if we just find the solution or the passion or we find the target or the goal.
The right person.
Or the right carrot for you. Then everything will be perfect. But let us ask you a question. Do you know anybody that have actually found it yet?
Have you seen anybody who found their carrot?
Exactly.
If you did, you need to call us right away.
Yeah, call us on the emergency number 334-334 and tell carrot. Us about this. Tell us our carrot story. But if you're willing to see that it's you and you have a choice, and today you can choose what you want to create as your life, and tomorrow there's you and there's choice, and you can choose to create what you want your life to be.
And, you know, in the beginning, the annoying thing for me was that there is no right choice.
Yeah.
Because you wake up there and you're like, but there has to be a right choice for me. And there is none. Because my whole life I was trying to be right in some way. And then I found there is no right, there is no wrong, there is no judgment, there is no charge, there is just choice. And sometimes this is one of the most annoying things where you go, okay, there's no reference point, there's no standard upon which I can judge if I'm doing it right or wrong. Yeah. It's not like, oh, look, mom, look, am I doing it right? It's more like, no, choose and enjoy. And enjoy whatever it is you're choosing.
And when we are functioning from that, like that there would be something that is right or something that is wrong, what we're excluding is actually our capacity to receive.
Yes.
So I have an example when I 7 years ago I was employed and I had this perfect job and this perfect situation. And I was also aware that I actually didn't enjoy it very much and I wanted to quit. So I was basically pondering on quitting for 6 months, but I never made it happen or never chose it. And then one day my boss called me into a room and basically fired me.
He did the job for you.
Exactly.
Kind.
But you know, I got so offended and so angry and so irritated because they were not appreciating me and this was not the way I've decided was the right way to quit and now they made me wrong. So all of these reasons, I just went into a big reaction and I just got angry and mad. But finally, after an hour, you know, you now have an hour, then it's time to call somebody. I actually did call a friend and she actually made me look at, wasn't this what you actually wanted to create? Oh, yes, it was. It just didn't show up the way I had decided it should show up.
Yep. So how many of you listening have something similar going on? The things that are showing up in your life are not exactly the way you think and have decided they should show up. And because they're not exactly the way you've decided they should show up, they're wrong. So everything that is, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Yay!
I'll go for it.
Yes, me too.
Right and wrong, good or bad, put a book, all nine shirts, boys and girls. I think that was actually one of my a really key moment in my life. And I'm truly grateful for the person that I called that day. And it's actually a person that I didn't call that much. And for some reason, I called her and she said those things. And from that day on, I've realized that, oh, I can receive things even if they don't show up the way I've decided would be the right way for them to show up.
Yeah.
You go, my love.
So when you mentioned the job situation, the job example, I just had a friend of mine who quote unquote lost his job, and it's a very similar situation. I visited him at New Year's and at his job, and I saw he's not happy there. It's like, oh, he's like tired and doesn't really enjoy it. So 2 weeks later he got fired, quote unquote, right? So and I asked him too, so did you get fired or did you create that situation? Were you actually done with that job? And he admitted, oh yeah, I was actually done with that job. Cool. So that question really empowered him to get that this was his choice, even if his boss, quote unquote, fired him, it was actually his choice. So what he said afterwards was, well, now I have the chance to actually find my purpose. I can now find for the first time in my life what I would like to do in life. So, you know, because he didn't ask a question, I'm just, okay, so he does his thing. So 6 months went by and I asked him, so have you found your purpose? Have you found your thing? And he says, no, but I realized there is no such thing as my thing. There is no such thing as my purpose. So he was being grateful for this 6 month of searching his carrot that he didn't find. The apple, right? And he realized that, oh my God, I've been looking for something that actually doesn't exist. So I asked him, so what now? And he said, well, I got, you know, 5 different job offers and I've been turning most of them down because they didn't match my standards, you know, talk about judgments. And so I said, so what are you going to do now? So he said, well, I'm not sure. So what if you just start choosing one of them? With you know, even if they're totally imperfect, which one matches the energy most of what you would like to create as your life? And he said, this one. So he chose one of those jobs, and he wasn't totally happy because it wasn't perfect, but it matched somehow the energy of what he would like to create. It felt the lightest, it felt the easiest, the most expansive. So now that he'd chosen that, he talked to his boss, and his boss totally adores him. And he, like, now he is like a co-owner of this particular restaurant, and he, you know, like, things are starting to move along. But what was required for him is to take that first choice for new possibilities to start being created for the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when you start including you and choice into your life, and that will always create something. And
yep.
That something will be way more than what you're having and being and creating now.
And that's great what you say, Jonas, that something, because you don't know what that is. Because no. if you just allow yourself to be out of control there and not conclude and judge how it will show up, but you will go, okay, I'm choosing it. It doesn't make sense, but it kind of like feels light, and I know this is something I need to choose right now. If you just choose it, even if everybody else thinks it's crazy or you have no idea where it leads to, this is going to create something, and this something is where the universe has the playground to contribute to you. It's
yes.
where you leave the space for the universe to contribute to you.
Exactly. Oh, that was beautiful, where you leave the space for the universe to contribute to you.
Mm.
It's not only actually that you leave the space, you actually do open the space. This is
yeah.
when you are truly starting to become the source.
Yeah.
So when we're getting closer to the end, let's just like repeat some of the things that, like the key points that we really have said today, because there is ways for you to be this source. And, you know, we have talked about inclusion. We have talked about really making choices will make you the source. Asking questions will make you the source for different possibilities as well. And what if your purpose tomorrow was to not make anything right or wrong?
Wow, huh? Yes.
I know we said you don't necessarily need to have a purpose, but if you're having a purpose tomorrow, let's have it being making nothing right or wrong and see what that makes for your capacity to receive and what you will be aware of that you haven't been aware of before.
And life might just be way more fun than you can imagine if you get over being right or wrong.
It can. It's like... Mm-hmm. You know, I know this so well, and when I'm not functioning from right or wrong at all, there's just possibilities showing up in front of my eyes and in front of my ears and in front of my nose and in front of my feet all the time. And those days when I'm still have decided that something is right or wrong, I can tell you, those are really boring.
It is. Oh, yeah. And it's like whatever shows up in your reality, whatever you choose, and even if it's something that's not in your best interest, so what? So what? What if you know that you always have choice to change it in every moment?
Yeah. And let's add to the list too. If you are being grateful for you, you are being grateful for the source that is creating your life. And that will create a totally different life that you will be way more grateful for.
Mm. Yep.
So,
how does it get any better than that?
So, Susanna,
mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you, Jonas.
I'm grateful really. For having you here today, talking to you about this. I love it. You're the best.
Me too. I love you too. This is so cool.
So we're grateful for everybody that has been on today as well. And you can find us in many, several different ways. You can find us on Facebook. And then you search for Beyond Saying Thank You. Is that correct?
Yes, Beyond Saying Thank You.
Beyond Saying Thank You. And you can obviously find us here on Voice America. Our show is called Beyond Saying Thank You.
See? That was easy.
That was really easy. And What other ways can you find us, Susanna?
You can email us, because we love hearing from you. If you have any feedback on what changes for you listening to this, if there are any topics you would like to know more about, you can just reach us at radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. See, radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Yeah.
That was easy, that too. And we also want to say thank you and we love you to our colleague Anne Maxwell that is not with us today, and she will be here next week. So stay tuned, same time, same place, same channel, and we will be back next week with Beyond Saying Thank You. Thank you, everybody, for today. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Saying Thank You. Join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Be sure to check out accessconsciousness.com to find out more about us and about Access.